Water. Triple M Rocks Footy.
One play, that's it.
Kick it out, run it out.
I'll just run the ball out.
Yeah.
Well, an old school rivalry has an old school final score. It was gritty, it was tough, and it's Parramatta who win the first match of the 2020 NRL season. They'll have prettier nights than this, but they won't have many which required the toughness and patience. They beat the Canterbury Bulldogs 8-2. One try, and that was enough. Reid Marnie, the difference. His second half try has given Parramatta yet another win at Bankwest Stadium. And the Canterbury Bulldogs, well, there was plenty of heart, plenty of grit. That's what we're used to with them. And again, some attacking deficiencies. Parramatta far from perfect. But you get the sense the Eels will just get better and better. One from one, Parramatta, top of the table. As the two teams come together here. An ugly-looking scoreboard, gentlemen, but that was an entertaining night and an entertaining way, captivating way to start the season.
Yeah, look, the defence was everything there. That was old-school rugby league there. We know the timing's going to come, the passes. Too many turnovers for my liking. But once again, I think Parramatta, they showed a little bit of ticker there to hold on. The Bulldogs gave them plenty of chances down the back end of that game, but...
Yeah, look, the Bulldogs were their own worst enemy in the end. Yeah. It was just a pretty ordinary kick to complete a set, which they could have held on to the ball.
Let's go to the Triple M Harvey Norman sideline. Who have you got there, Emma Lawrence?
I have the Eels halfback Mitchell Moses with me. Mitch, I know it wasn't perfect, but gee, a win is a win, and that's what you need.
Yeah, it's a tough win. You know, the Bulldogs, they bring you down to their level and make you play their footy, which is like, you know, they're pretty free-flowing, but they bring you into the dogfight, and we were tough to beat tonight. I thought that was our whole motto for the week, was tough to beat, and I thought we were.
What about Reid Marnie? Could you expect anyone else to finish off that try? He's always chasing. He's always giving those little one percenters, isn't he?
Yeah, I thought he was outstanding tonight. He really turned up, and I thought our second half from our boys was massive. We were camped down here the whole half, and we finally got an opportunity down there, and we iced it, and we knew if we just kept hanging in there, we'd score some points, and we did that.
Up to you, boys.
Hey, Mitch, Wendell Saylor here, mate. You put some really good kicks in there, mate, but I was looking for the little short one over the top because their defence was in your face.
Yeah, I was going to do it on that last one, but I thought it was a bit risky. The chasers are, the kicker's only as good as his chase, and my chase was there all night, and you know, we were kicking our way out of trouble, and our chase was outstanding. You know, presented a one line and didn't give Dallin any opportunities.
There's no secret, Mitch, about the adversity the Dogs have overcome in the last couple of days. You knew they were going to come out breathing fire, and you were disappointed. They were exactly what they gave you, an old-fashioned dogfight, eh?
100% it was a dogfight. You know, in half-time, it was really scrappy. The ball was very slippery, and, we made a few errors, and they made errors as well, but I thought we completed very well in the second half, and that's what won us the game.
You know, Mitchell, just something a little left field. Players of your ilk love the American sports. You probably know what's happening with the NBA. They've called off all their league. Are you worried about what's going to happen to our game?
Mate, I've got no idea. there was big dramas today. We weren't allowed to let fans into our sheds after the game, so I don't know what's happening, so we'll just have to keep training and go on to training like a normal week and see what happens. I think they're meeting tomorrow or something about something, so...
Just worry about the footy, mate.
Hey, Mitch, quick one. Hey, how's it been working with Joey, mate? I reckon it'd be great for you.
Outstanding. Yeah. Just... The way he reads the game, the way he speaks is, it's outstanding. I've never really had a halves coach before, and I've got a lot out of this preseason. He's done a lot. I've done a lot of work with him, and I think he's not only helped me, but he's helped the whole spine. And I thought we were pretty calm tonight, and pretty frantic situations. We were calm, and that's what won us the game.
Well, playing to Joey's standards is one thing, but filling Wendell Saylor's chair on the Saturday sin bin is another, Mitchell Moses.
Yeah. Oh, no, I can't wait.
What are you going to bring to the table on Saturday?
Yeah. I've got no idea. You guys are going to have to help me out.
You know what you're bringing? You're bringing 2 points. That's all right, the plus.
Good doing you, mate.
Bring your confidence. Bring your little swagger, mate.
I will, mate.
Well done. We'll see you
Thanks,
Saturday.
Boys.
See you, brother.
See you later.
And as someone on Twitter pointed out, they've quickly ignored the edict of players to shake hands after the game.
Yeah.
It was back slaps. It was hugs.
Cuddles.
Yeah, but
don't forget.
It's like anything you do. too. Yeah. If that 80 minutes of that, just ripping into each other, and then it's just like, you know, the game's over, and you just, it's hard to break that habit.
All right, so just the one try.
Amazing, isn't it? The
were
first
gonna,
game of the
were
year.
You going to sing the Chicago song there? You're a habit to break.
I didn't know it was Chicago.
So, crowd falling out quickly here. 21,000 was the announced crowd. Reid Marnie, well, the hero. He scored the try, made about 6,000 tackles with you, Emma Lawrence.
Reid, first of all, talk me through that try.
right place, right time. I pride myself on pushing up the middle of the field and, the opportunities like that and that sort of game, you got to ice. So, yeah, as I said, just in the right place at the right time.
And just how tough was it in that second half? I mean, it was physical, but holding on defensively, that was an incredibly tough 40.
Yeah, I think it just goes to show you how hard we worked in the preseason with our defence. And, they had a lot more ball than us. I think we only had about 60% in the first half and we just held on. And we knew we just needed one more repeat set there at the end there and an opportunity would come. And, Mitchie stuck to the plan. We got a little deflect and, I was in the right place at the right time.
Up to you, boys.
Hey, Reid, it's Wendell Saylor. Mate, I think earlier on, you looked like you were going to try and go around them a bit too much, and then once you started going direct in that second half, that's when Parramatta are at their best.
Yeah, I think you can just go show how big our forwards are. And, sometimes we do try and fire all our bullets at once and, we just got to, just relax and just keep playing through the middle centre of the field. And, and I think in the second half we really found that. We really found in field position. And, as I said, Mitchie just, stuck to the plan and a little deflect. And,
you've added some starts to your big forward pack, which would help you out a lot. Junior Paulo's lost some weight. Ryan Madison's joined the team. And Regan Campbell-Gillard, that's probably the best game I've seen him play in 3 years. He's back to his best.
Yeah, I think he's come back, confident. He come away from the side that he wasn't happy. And, Reg is really happy at our club. And he's a great leader. And, he's a leader of our pack. And, to have him by my side helps a lot rather than him trying to rip my head off like last year. So he's my locker room mate. So, we get along really well. And, he's a great football player.
Hey, Reid, I must apologise to you too. I sat out on the car park. You're really nice. You shook my hand. There's that rule that you probably shouldn't be shaking hands at the moment.
Yeah, I'm
sorry about that, mate.
Might have to run to the hospital.
Right. Champion. Well, played, Reid.
Thanks, boys. Thanks,
mate. A lazy 47 tackles on the...
That's about par.
Triple M Choice Hotel. It is about par on the Choice Hotel stats. Let's give him the Maccas I'm loving it moment for that try. And he said it right place. He said it right place, right time. Like, that's not a fluke.
But even before that, was it Raymond?
When Ferguson put the kick across.
Yeah, so he was there, but you can't just be there. You just got to finish it off because that takes the pressure off.
That's right.
They get another set there, and then bam, they just get they like a dinner.
Well, that was good. One game down, 200 to go.
Yeah.
Let's hope they're all as captivating as that. Not many points, but it certainly was entertaining. Well done to the Parramatta Reels. We've got a post-match wrap up after this. You can tweet us at @MMNRL. It's Parramatta on top of the table, thanks to Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocking your Thursday night footy.
The Triple M NRL play of the day.
Here's Moses, stabs a kick, Nathan Brown pouring through, lost backwards by Lachlan Lewis. Followed up by Ream Marnie. Parramatta
has scored. First drive 2020, Ream Marnie.
It's taken 65 minutes, but Parramatta finally get their first try.
Hot water. Triple M rocks footy.
2-2 at halftime, 8-2 to Parramatta, the full-time score here at Bankwest Stadium. It was a result that was expected. Parramatta were the heavy favourites coming into this game. Mark Geyer, Wendell Saylor, Dan Ganane and Emma Lawrence. But, it took us a long way to get to the inevitable result. I mean, Canterbury had a chance right to the end and... I gather MG, their fans are most frustrated at their attack. It's been a problem for so long now. And you got to say, there weren't many signs there tonight that they've found something different.
No, it was kind of a here-we-go-again type thing for the Doggies fans. And two players didn't play the game. Kieran Holland didn't get a run, neither did Takarangi. Maybe Holland, who has his moments in the centres with an offload. And I don't know, Roman Smith, the Roman Smith... solution in the centres or the wing. I like him getting the ball, but I like him getting quicker ball. Dell, being a centre and outside back in your time, is he going to make it as a centre?
I think he showed enough tonight. I thought they might expose him a little bit, but he seems to be a really good footballer, have time on his side. But I like when he's in the back three. the way that he brings it back, he's like an extra forward, obviously that aerial attack that he brings. But let's not forget, too, just that short play near the left side of the post there, Adam Elliott there, he was nearly there. It was a big play by Gutherson. He just kept competing. There was opportunity there. A
couple of turning points, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was. There was a couple of, 1%ers there.
Blake Ferguson, is he in trouble for that
possible trip? I think he planted his foot before Dallin got to him. So it wasn't actually after Dallin came through. So he had his foot, planted, and Dallin tripped over it.
He planted, he did get wrong footed, and then he sort of was all like a reflex, but he didn't stick his foot up. So I think, he's fine there. But in for Parramatta, they showed a little bit there because they could have rolled over there at different stages. But
that's good to see. A team having a beer after a game.
They are too.
In the dressing room.
They are too. Parramatta.
God, Great Northern.
They are Great Northerns. I was going to say they look like old Chewy's drafts.
Was it the KB? Is it KB? What's
I wonder if it's, if it's because it's a Thursday. And
maybe.
So there's a little bit more time. But yeah.
Do you think if they got beat, there'd be a beer in the dressing room?
No, of course not.
No.
Because there'd be blow-ups. If they did, they'd be after when the cameras have gone.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So Parramatta. One from one, just trying to look at who they've
and
got.
And this is why Parramatta, for me, they're not in my top four because I think there's a lot of pressure. Like, I don't think they handle pressure that well. Until they show me they can handle it.
I think he's warming up.
So they don't play again for...
Oh, they're playing Sunday night.
Sunday night against the Titans up there. So
that's why they're having a beer.
Yeah. And then after that, North Queensland on a Saturday night. So they've got back-to-back games in Queensland and then a double at... here at Bank West, Dragons and West's Tigers, and then Canterbury again in round six. The Dogs.
I'll tell you what, that's a pretty easy. Well, not easy, no game's easy, but.
No, but the start, yeah.
Six games, wow.
That's what Dan was saying.
Against, you say the Cowboys, maybe their only defeat.
Yeah, well, we're going up there to Townsville, that new stadium, on the back of Tumalolo and Valentine Holmes.
And Parramatta is a daytime team. Now,
I think
last year I've got the stats somewhere, but they were 4-6 at night and obviously a lot better at daytime. They're next year at night, but then they've got some afternoon footy to look forward to. The Bulldogs, and then we get them again next Thursday against North Queensland at ANZ Stadium. So that's our Thursday night game. Then they've got the Tigers at Campbelltown. That'll be a beauty of a Sunday arvo. And then a whole bunch of homebush games against Cronulla, South and Parramatta. They stopped playing at ANZ Stadium in round 15. So this actually becomes Canterbury's home ground round 17 onwards.
Along with the Tigers, so three of them will be sharing dressing rooms.
I don't want to get on my high horse early this year, but why are they knocking down ANZ now? Why don't we just wait for the football stadium to be done, and then we don't have to play grand finals at a cricket ground? But anyway, that's just a...
Give me your high horse. I'll jump on there with you.
Personal gripe.
Yep.
It is a personal gripe.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. But I don't see the rush.
I'm with you. It blows my mind.
All right, the football stadium's going to take 2 years.
Yeah. Let's wait.
Let's play at ANZ.
And take ANZ down.
When the football stadium's done, go to ANZ, sign all the contracts so everyone's happy.
Yeah.
Anyway,
That's
we got all year to whinge about that. We're just about done, gentlemen, except the bowl predictions. Now,
do we have to?
My producer is insisting I have to do it. I don't want to because I know where we're going here. Yeah. For Jack Link's protein snacks where you can power through your day with Jack Link's beef jerky, it never lets you down. Find it in the snack aisle. MG is first.
Mitchell Moses to score 14 personal points.
Oh my goodness!
Oh, near
that was so bad. That was so bad.
Shocking.
Dad, you start. Who's next, Charlie Boy? Emma Lawrence.
Oh, I am going to go Mitchell Moses and Clint Gutherson a try each.
That's what happens when you make it up.
Yeah, you got to think, Emma. You got to think more about
professionalism, please, Emma.
She just rushed.
You made it up on the spot.
She did.
Yet her tips were no worse than ours. Wendell Saylor.
I'm going to go with the Parramatta wingers, Sevo and Ferguson, to score one each tonight. Oh, Ferguson was unlucky. And it's Sevo.
Yeah, very unlucky.
Well, mate, he stepped on that line.
And that's it. So that wraps up. And what?
You sort of got mine. I'll say Blake Ferguson a double.
Oh, God, yeah. That's the worst of them all. Although, he was unlucky. Yeah. He should have had a try after a minute.
Now it's unlucky, is it?
All right, that's it. We're done. Thank you, everyone behind the scenes.
As always.
God, it's fun to be back doing footy, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So tomorrow night, Maroon MG and Gerds have got the Raiders against the Titans. Do you think we'll see a Viking clap?
Yes.
Even in the coronavirus era?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
They might have gloves on.
What noise will that make?
Like those guys used to wear in rugby. How good were they?
All right. Thank you, Wendell. Yeah. Thank you, MG.
Thank you, ball boys.
Triple M rocking the footy. Parramatta, one from one. Triple M NRL game highlights. We've waited a long time. The wait is over. The 2020 NRL season begins. Welcome to Triple M footy. Moses runs at the line. Delightful cut-out ball to Ferguson. Takes the ball and gets the weight of the line.
Stop it.
Throws the ball. Diddy scores. Diddy has a backflip.
No.
The referee says it's no try. And a Canterbury penalty against Parramatta. And the kick predictor is one from one. It's Canterbury with the first points of the season.
Oh, challenge. Captain's challenge.
Captain's challenge. History. Our first ever official NRL.
Captain's
challenge.
That's fine.
Challenge unsuccessful.
Okay, there goes their challenge.
Now they spread it. It comes from Dylan Brown and Moses. Oh, Moses runs. And was taken high. And that'll be a penalty in front. Moses. Guys are through. We're all tied up. 2 points all. Let's see what Canterbury have got on the attack. Don't forget, they haven't scored either. Marshall King throws to Lewis. High kick for the right corner. Coming down five away. Up goes Sebo. Oh, the line he got there. Throws to Crichton. Defence converges. Crichton gone. Crichton take it. Changeover. Parramatta survive.
Great defence.
Still no tries in this game. Flat pass down to Elliott. Rowing on the air. He reached out and dropped it. Close. He couldn't help himself.
If you're going to stretch out, you've got to make the play. You should have just held it.
Third tackle.
Yes.
Ryan Madison.
Napa.
Wanted to play quickly.
Napa's got blood. Napa. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got blood flowing from
the right eye.
He'll want to stay in the game, obviously. Here's Moses. Stabs a kick. Nathan Brown pulling through. Lost backwards by Lachlan Lewis. Pulled up by Reed Manning. Surely they've scored the first try of the season, but it will come down to the video referee.
And he goes, thank you very much.
Decision.
First try of 2020, Reed Money.
It's taken 65 minutes, but Parramatta finally get their first try. Well, an old school rivalry has an old school final score. It was gritty, it was tough, and it's Parramatta who win the first match of the 2020 NRL season. They beat the Canterbury Bulldogs 8-2. Reed Marnie, his second half try, has given Parramatta yet another win at Bankwest Stadium.
Thanks to McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy.